Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I am a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan with offices that are located in Jennison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the mid-Michigan Saginaw area. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it is our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we're very thankful to you for listening in today. I am thrilled to continue the series of Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates. And these are just kind of fun, short snippets where we get to talk to each of our staff members. And we have been doing this actually since June, and we are now sitting here at October 16. And today's guest is Heather O'Kelly. I'd like to welcome Heather to the show. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for taking time to be with us. And for those of you that are listening, Heather is a caseworker in our Farmington Hills location, and she is relatively new to Adoption Associates, which makes it even more exciting that we get to hear from her about some of her perspectives as a new caseworker with our agency. So, Heather, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to just get started today by having you talk a little bit about your role and work with the agency.
Okay, so yeah, I was hired here in August of this year, so 2018, so just about two months in, and I am a birth mother case manager, caseworker, and I'm also home study case manager. So as far as the birth mom case management goes, really just helping the birth moms that come to us plan for adoption, try to provide support, coordination, advocacy during the whole adoption plan process. And then the adoptive family home study case management, basically just doing intensive interviewing of the adoptive families that have interest in adopting and getting approved through our agency. So we go through a pretty thorough interviewing process into their personal life, just getting all sorts of information in regards to their living, their community, their home, their family, so they can be approved.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. And I know we were talking a little bit off air that you've been a social worker or working in the social work field for a while. And so while the specific role of adoption is new to you, it sounds like you have had a lot of varied experiences working with families and children.
Correct. Yes. Lots of different jobs over the last 20 some years.
Awesome. On a more personal level, Heather, would you mind talking a little bit about yourself? Tell us who you are outside of work.
Sure. So I have two kids. I have a 17-year-old daughter and a 13-year-old son. My daughter is actually a senior in high school this year, so that has been kind of exciting, just starting the school year, just a lot of planning already for senior stuff and spending lots of money already. So that's been pretty exciting, just watching her just, you know, plan for college and looking at where she wants to go and being sad about that a little bit, but it's been exciting so far. So, and then my son is pretty active in school just with sports. So I do a lot more running around with him than I do with her. So that's been pretty busy just since school started. And then I have a significant other who I've been with for almost 6 years now. And we just really just enjoy doing a lot of things. We work out together, We go to Michigan football games every weekend that they're at home. We're big football fans. We like going to the beach and going on vacations and, you know, just kind of hanging out whenever we have free time. I'm a breast cancer survivor, so I feel like I just live my life to the fullest at this point. Ever since that happened, I have a kind of a different aspect on just how I live my life in general. So I think it's just been more at the spur of the moment. I just kind of do things. I'll, you know, go on weekend trips when I feel like I want to go, or before I might have not have done that. So.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah. Yeah, thanks. That does give us a little bit of better understanding about you, especially, you know, your outlook on life and being living every moment and every day to the fullest. That does, I guess, pique my curiosity a bit too, though, about what drew you to the field of adoption, if there was something in particular or just a general interest. I'd like to kind of understand more about your choice to become an employee of Adoption Associates.
Well, I've always had an interest in adoption just from the very get-go. When I first graduated from my undergrad college, I worked in foster care and did a lot with adoptions at that agency, but never worked with adoptions hands-on. So, but just never had the opportunity to actually work with, you know, an actual adoption agency. And as time went on, you know, I changed jobs here and there, but an opportunity just never came about to go in that direction, and really just didn't have an opportunity to move around towards that genre of social work. But so when this opportunity came across, I was just like, oh my gosh, this is what I wanted to do forever. And I jumped on it and super excited about it and still am. I'm just loving it. So. Hello?
Oh, sorry, Heather. Yep. I did lose you for just a second. I was our listeners may have heard, or maybe not. What I was asking is that what you have found to be your favorite thing thus far, or what you're particularly interested and excited about, as you're just 2 months in, so we'll cut you a little slack there.
Yeah.
But what has it been so far like for you in your role and in your work, and maybe some areas of it that you're kind of excited to dig into a little more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so far, I think just being able to share the experience of the adoption process with both birth mom and the adoptive families, both, I think it's just been it's been a really great learning experience as well for me. But I just watching just how the process evolves, and then really just watching the opportunity for an adoptive family to have that opportunity for their family to grow, and just seeing the excitement of that in their eyes, it has been really great so far.
And is there anything that you've been surprised to learn or to know or to witness in the work of adoption?
I don't know if surprised is the word. I guess maybe stereotyping of the birth mom has been kind of more of, I mean, I guess just in general, like the stereotype of what I kind of interpreted birth mom to be has just been different just working with birth moms. I just always had thought they were younger, and just coming from a different financial background, and that's really not the case. I mean, we have, you know, older women, and just for all different reasons. And so that, I think, probably has been something that I didn't really know or understand. So that's been a learning experience for me. Just learning more about the safe delivery process. I didn't really ever get what that was. I heard about it and, you know, kind of read a little bit about it, but I never really understood the process. So that has been kind of just surprising to me how that all comes about. So it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad, though, that you mentioned that stereotype issue, because we do face that in the general community, and, you know, sometimes even in couples who are coming to the agency for the first time to explore adoption, what, you know, different views are about who is a birth mother and what is adoption all about. And certainly I think you as a newer employee are experiencing that in the same way that they would. So I'm so thankful to you for mentioning that today.
Sure.
For those listeners that maybe want more information on that, we'd love to talk with them more about what we see actually in our work in terms of the motivation of a birth mom in particular. There are some podcasts that speak to that as well. So is there anything that you could share in terms of an experience that you've had, and maybe not, again, we're going to cut you a little slack, that was especially eye-opening for you, or any experience that you've had thus far in your time with the agency that was especially either eye-opening or touching in a way that you might could share?
Yeah, actually, I did have an experience. I actually shadowed one of the other workers here do a finalization with birth mom and adoptive parent, and they were actually both present in court, and I guess that's an unusual circumstance, at least that's what I was told. So, and so they were both present in the court hearing, and it was very emotional. I mean, it was just extremely positive, but extremely emotional, and it was just, even the judge was just like teary-eyed, but happy, you know, it was just a happy moment, but everybody was just so emotional through the whole thing, and it was just like, oh my gosh, it was just so... such a positive experience for both birth mom and adoptive mom to go through that together and be so close with each other. And it was just, I was just like, wow, this is wonderful. So that was really cool.
Right. Absolutely. And I think that so much of the teary-eyed from the judge and those kind of moments where we feel our heart and our chest is because we recognize what a selfless decision this was for this woman to make, and what a difficult decision it is. And then for that particular woman to, or birth mother to come and witness the family's finalization is an incredible thing, because their joy is a result of maybe the loss and maybe the grief that she herself experienced. So that is awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah.
I do think it's really nice to hear from newer staff such as yourself about their thoughts and feelings and experiences with the agency thus far. I mean, I know we've talked about the casework. We've talked about some of the clients that you've had the pleasure of getting to know. But is there anything in particular that you would want to share about the agency or anything that you're looking forward to in your work going forward?
Yeah, so I just so far, I think that my experience here has just been so overwhelmingly, like, just friendly. I don't know how to put this without... it's just been such a positive, like, working environment, and I'm not used to that. So I think that means, I mean, that does mean, like, a lot to me to have an employee, working for an employer that just has employees that are just so, like, passionate about what they do, and teamwork, and just having really genuinely nice people. That I have not experienced that in a long time in a workplace. So I just feel like that's just something that's super important to me. And I have that, and it's wonderful. I actually am just blown away sometimes just about the people that I work with, and I just feel so fortunate. So that's really exciting to me.
Yeah, that is really touching and really special. It does mean a lot to work in a place where we are positive and so glad to be part of a team and kind of sharing in the same mission of adoption. So, Heather, we are at the conclusion of the podcast. So, yay, you survived. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem.
And so for those of you that are listening, if you're interested in learning more about adoption or connecting with myself, Jennifer, or with Heather or any of our staff, we'd love to hear from you at 800-677-2367. You can also connect with us on the web at adoptionassociates.net. We are also social media friendly at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so feel free to check us out or to connect with us that way as well. We are going to continue the series of Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates on the Adoption Focus podcast Tuesdays at 11. We will be live again next week with Nikki Racine from our Lansing office. So hope that you can tune in again. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks.